Be the bridge, youth and dementia in action. E. Explore the power of intergenerational engagement in connecting youths and persons living with dementia. These interactions foster valuable life skills like communication and empathy while creating meaningful cross-generational relationships. A new way to make a difference. Imagine stepping into a volunteer session, uncertain of what to expect, then a person living with dementia begins sharing their life story. That is exactly what happened to Terence Ding, a youth community leader and volunteer at Dementia Singapore, DSG. Initially, he was simply trying to earn hours for a Youth Achievement Award, but when a woman with dementia shared her life story, it changed everything. Even if they forget, everyone has a story to tell, he reflects. This is the essence of intergenerational engagement. It is about fostering connections between the younger and older generations, especially those living with dementia. It is more than volunteering, it challenges assumptions and forges relationships beyond age. Why intergenerational engagement matters. Engaging with older generations is more than filling out volunteer hours, it is about creating lasting connections. In Singapore, many existing intergenerational programs focus on pairing preschool children and persons living with dementia. A welcome change seen in recent years is youths aged 15 to 24 stepping up, bringing fresh energy to these programs. When youths volunteer in intergenerational programs, it is much more than giving up time, it is about creating change in the life of both seniors and youths. Why youths should interact with persons living with dementia, not just about providing help. If you are a youth, consider getting involved engaging persons living with dementia as it is more than just offering companionship, it also develops important life skills. These interactions are a great way to develop communication skills, empathy, patience, and leadership skills. Learning how to communicate with empathy with persons living with dementia can be a valuable experience. Create meaningful connections. Intergenerational engagement fosters cross-generational bonds and helps reduce social isolation among persons living with dementia. In sharing stories and perspectives, youths develop a deeper understanding of others, expanding their worldview. Make an impact. Youth participation in intergenerational programs raises awareness on dementia among peers, ensuring that future generations can be more informed and empathetic toward them. Navigating intergenerational interactions. Like any new experience, engaging with persons living with dementia may come with unfamiliar moments. But the good news is, these moments can be opportunities to learn and grow. Here are some ways youths can turn these challenges into opportunities. Barrier 1. Time constraints. As a youth, juggling school, social life, and extracurricular activities can make it difficult to find the time to volunteer. Solution. Flexibility is key. Programs at DSG and other senior activity centers, SACs, offer flexible schedules, allowing you to start small with just 1 or 2 hours a week and slowly increase your involvement. Barrier 2. Unfamiliar in communicating with persons living with dementia. If you have not spent much time with persons living with dementia, you may be unsure how to interact with them. Solution. Support and training. Volunteer programs and student-led initiatives like Project EDEN often provide briefings that teach you how to communicate and connect with persons living with dementia. These equip you with the skill set and confidence needed for meaningful interactions. By stepping into this space, youths will grow as individuals and be a bridge between generations. How to get involved? Are you ready to make your mark? Your involvement helps create a lasting change. Here are some ways to help you get started. Activity facilitation. Lead and organize fun activities like reminiscence sessions or arts and crafts like those available at Sengkang Community Hospital, fostering meaningful connections with persons living with dementia. Befriender to persons living with dementia. Spend time with persons with dementia, offering companionship in care centers or through home visits. These simple interactions can significantly improve their quality of life. Outreach and awareness. Raise awareness about dementia, like your peers who led projects such as Eunoia Junior College's Project Dandelion, sparking important conversations among students. Help organize events, share information, and build a more dementia-friendly community in your school or neighborhood. Additionally, if you are a youth and ready to take your involvement to the next level, consider joining the Youth Advocate Program. This initiative will train you in dementia communication, offer valuable insights into dementia care, and give you the opportunity to create your own dementia advocacy project. Volunteering at the centers has given me first-hand experience of interacting with persons living with dementia, which is a very good skill to have. Terence Ding, whether it is volunteering, becoming a befriender, or raising awareness, every action counts. Use this link or these hashtags, hashtag Youths for Dementia Singapore and hashtag DSG Youth Advocates on Instagram to find out more and connect with other volunteers. Download our starter kits from the resource tab, like the Youth Hope Intergenerational Toolkit, which comes with resources, templates, and activity ideas to help guide you along the way. Together, we can create a dementia-friendly future. References: Canning, S.E., Gates, M., and Blakeborough, D., 2018. It takes time, building relationships and understanding through an intergenerational ballet program. Dementia, 19, 2, 270-284. https://doi.org/10.1177/1471301218772895 Houghton, C., Hennessy, M., Smith, S., et al., 2022. The Experiences and Perceptions of Young People and Older People Living with Dementia of Participating in Intergenerational Programs, a Qualitative Evidence Synthesis. Dementia, 21, 7, 2144-2171. https://doi.org/10.1177/14713012222111238 Nanda, A., 2024. Beneficial Bonding: When People with Dementia Interact with Kids and Youth. The Straits Times, https://www.straitstimes.com/life/beneficial-bonding-when-people-with-dementia-interact-with-kids-and-youth.